With SRN News, I'm John Scott. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump is unhappy with Russian and Ukrainian leaders as he pushes for a peace deal.
He is increasingly frustrated with leaders of both countries. He wants to see a permanent ceasefire. I understand Vladimir Putin this morning offered a temporary ceasefire. The president has made it clear he wants to see a permanent ceasefire first to stop the killing, stop the bloodshed.
The Kremlin has declared a 72-hour ceasefire in Ukraine next week as Russia marks Victory Day in World War II. Until now, Putin has refused to accept a complete unconditional ceasefire, linking it to a halt in Western arms supplies to Ukraine and Kyiv's mobilization effort. The clock is ticking on Washington's engagement in efforts to resolve Europe's biggest conflict since World War II. Murder charges filed against a suspect in a weekend car ramming attack that killed 11 people at a Filipino Heritage Festival in Vancouver.
30-year-old KG Adam Lowe charged with murder for allegedly driving an SUV through a crowd at a Filipino Heritage Festival in Vancouver, killing 11 people between the ages of 5 and 65 Saturday night. Police ruling out terrorism, saying Lowe had a history of mental health issues. Investigators searching for a motive, but say the suspect has a significant history of interactions with police and healthcare professionals. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities say more than 100 immigrants suspected of being in the U.S. illegally taken into custody over the weekend. It happened during a raid at an illegal after-hours nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The club has been under investigation for alleged activities, including drug trafficking, prostitution, and crimes of violence. Cocaine and a number of firearms were also seized. This is SRN News. As Americans assess the first 100 days of the new Trump administration, one consideration is how pro-life issues are being impacted. Dr. Ingrid Skop of the Charlotte Lozier Institute says she's optimistic after seeing some of the interesting people installed in key positions.
We think of Robert Kennedy Jr., who's heading the HHS. He is a man who is willing to question the narrative.
She predicts that RFK Jr. will delve much deeper into the safety and availability of chemical abortion drugs.
If RFK does investigate the safety, I think very quickly he's going to realize there is nothing about abortion data that is mandatorily collected by the FDA. In fact, in 2016, they said, don't tell us about complications of these drugs anymore. Only if they kill a woman do we want to know.
Dr. Skop says chemical abortion drugs currently purchased online and then shipped to states where they are prohibited need to be returned to original conditions of use, requiring in-person supervision. This is SRN News. An update on the fatal collision involving a Black Hawk helicopter and a passenger plane.
According to a new report, the pilot of the military Black Hawk helicopter that collided with a passenger airplane over Washington, D.C. in January ignored instructions to change course seconds before the crash. The report published by the New York Times Sunday detailed the Black Hawk's exchanges with air traffic controllers in the lead-up to the disaster, which left 67 people dead. According to the report, the Black Hawk pilot, Captain Rebecca Loebach, was conducting her annual flight evaluation, and her co-pilot, Chief Warrant Officer Andrew Lloyd Eaves, was serving as her flight instructor. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Thousands gathering in New Mexico for a celebration showcasing Native American and indigent dancers, musicians, and artisans from around the world. It's being billed as the Gathering of Nations Festival, the largest powwow in North America. More details at srnnews.com.